It's time for your weekly dose of movie news. Here's Todd Vandenberg, Lee Vowell, and Rob Steele. Welcome to Cinema Savants. And coming up in this week's show, James Mangold figures it out, Doctor Who leaked a bit, and Keanu Reeves has to explain the new John Wick title. But first, I'd like to remind you to like the show on Facebook and subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store or YouTube. Yeah, that's right, YouTube. There's a version. And visit the website, cinemasavants.com, where you'll find out about the splitting of the show. That's right, we are now Cinema Savants News and Cinema Savants Reviews. The names may change later. But if you're subscribed, you'll always be able to get it on Sunday and our second show, which is probably going to be on Thursday. Maybe. If you subscribe, it'll just pop up and you'll not have to worry about it. Meanwhile, let's get into the actual news. Judd Apatow says he's never going to work in TV again, and I don't care, so moving on. Are we supposed to care about that? I don't care.
Did he work in TV?
Yeah.
What did he do in TV?
I don't know. I just saw a thing that says he's never going to work in TV again. I said I didn't know he worked in TV in the first place.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, in that case, in that case, I've been censored. In that case, I really don't care, because I don't even know what he did in TV. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those things. And bear with us, for Todd is having connectivity issues.
And I just thought what I was saying was just defeating or something. I thought I was like Pac-Man. I'd been eaten.
You ate multiple dots all at the same time. And
exactly.
Yeah, Tinkerbell wandered by and went, "No, enough of you." Ding.
How dare you diss Judd Apatow in live / recorded radio podcast.
I guess. I don't know.
Apatow actually censored me on that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jeff. That's what it was. He's very, very powerful. He's going to be getting into podcasts instead of doing TV. Oh, I'm not allowed to say the word podcast anymore. I get it. Fine. James Mangold, which sounds... Does that not sound like a porn star? Just a little bit?
It should be. Should be a porn star.
It should be. Anyway, James Mangold, the filmmaker who gave us Logan, which was a good movie, and it would have been even better if they had bothered to read any of the X-Men books before they made it. He has a problem with toxic fandom, which is a term that I've been seeing a lot of lately. It's talking about people who get really upset when you've got an established franchise like the X-Men or Star Wars or, you know, other stuff that has a story before you make the movie. And then people get upset when you make the movie and it's nothing like the source material. And somehow that became toxic. It's toxic because you screwed it up.
Exactly, yeah. My name is James Manaluma. I mean, it really comes down to whether you use the source material or not, kind of, you know, like we were talking about Solo a few weeks ago. You know, it's more like you could use that. Well, I mean, it's not necessarily source material. It's more like intermittent material because they made the movies and they wrote the books and then they have the character. But if you at least use some of the ideas from those books that were in between instead of kind of going off script completely. But if you had made the movie good, it doesn't really matter if you make the source material is still going to be there either way. But
for Solo, they disavowed all the novels and everything, which...
That's true, but there's a toxicity because of the fact that if you make a product that's not any good, people who like the franchise, like you said, are not going to like what you made. It has nothing to do. I mean, make something good, and there probably won't be that toxicity.
Well, yeah, and Mangold had a quote this week, which I don't really entirely understand it. He said, let's see, what is it? If pointing out that if fans regularly lash out in hysterical and almost biblically spiteful ways over creative decisions they don't agree with, then one specific result is inevitable. Strong creative talent will simply get out of the studio business altogether and go elsewhere. Good. That's what we want them to do because they don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. Biblical. I like how he threw that out there.
Biblical.
That's probably better than anything than what he made, actually.
Well, I mean, that actually, right there. It makes sense that actually, I think even using biblical, because some people look at, you know, like the X-Men books. That's what they should be. That is the source material. Because if you make the Bible and all of a sudden he's from Mars and has three arms and five eyes and heals people with a tricorder or, you know, whatever,
well, this is
they're
going to
get
film.
Upset.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Israel. It's all based on India. That's what you just described.
I thought it was Iowa. Anyway, he's got to be white, damn it. Jesus was a white man. No, he, no. Anyway, wow. How to get off topic.
No.
Anyway, yeah, that's the point. You make it like the source material, or you do what was it, iRobot did, where they didn't even say based on the Isaac Asimov book. It was inspired by, and you kind of go, oh, you screwed it up that much. Wow.
Yeah, where the people of the original source got so upset that they, may have offered to sue you because your product was horrible, so bad that they didn't want to be attached to it in any way.
Well, actually, speaking of lawsuits, this came up when I was having a discussion this week with a friend of mine while we're watching the fireworks on the 4th of July, and BattleTech
first,
came
first
up.
Of July, right? You celebrate first of, Canada Day.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But BattleTech came up with the role-playing game with the big robots. And I thought, why isn't there been a movie for that? There seems like there should be a market, and it would have to be better than Pacific Rim.
Or Atlantic Rim.
Especially Atlantic Rim. And then I remembered there was a lawsuit between the BattleTech people and the Robotech people, who also did a big walking, transforming robot mecha thing. But they did it first, but BattleTech did it first in America. And I'm thinking, you know what, both of you just team up, make a movie and split it. Or apparently that's too easy. The next day it was announced that Legendary Pictures and Sunrise Company are co-producing a live action Gundam movie. And I'm like, now hang on a minute. I know Gundam is a third string Robotech that, come on. If BattleTech and Robotech can't make a movie because they're suing the crap out of each other, how does Gundam sneak in and do essentially the same thing that the other two would be doing? I get that not.
Is Gumby going to be in it? That's all I want.
Oh, wait. Look, there's a Todd sighting. I don't know. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Do you guys have any thoughts? Questions, answers, I don't know.
Questions, answers, support. No. But I agree with you.
It doesn't make any sense.
I want live action Macross.
See, I'd like that, but it's not going to happen. Let's see, another thing we had this week. Netflix is considering adding a fourth tier to their pricing program called Premium, which would be $13.99 a month and contain ultra high definition 4K streams. I don't even have a 4K TV yet. Do either of you?
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, 4K is obviously a big thing out there. I mean, I can buy movies at the store now for 4K, but I'm like, well, I can't use it. And yeah. I don't plan on purchasing a 4K TV anytime soon. And I'm not sure if my computer could stream 4K or anything
no,
like
it
that.
No, I can't. Yeah. I'll tell you now. Nope.
Appreciate the information, at least.
So. I'll throw you off a bit by telling you Samsung is even making an 8K TV.
I was going to say, they're headed to the next thing, your next round of technology. So, yeah, I'm not going to spend $600 on a 4K. And then 4 years from now, oh, now I have to get the 8K. Which, you know,
no.
I'm still not watching movies on my microwave, so, you know, it's all right.
Oh, on to actual movie news this time. Jeremy Renner, who is in everything this day and should change his name to Chris. he's apparently going to be in the new Spawn movie. And this has thrown me off because they announced that Jamie Foxx was playing Spawn.
Right.
And Jeremy Renner is apparently playing the character Twitch. Or Detective Twitch Williams, whatever you want to call it.
Cool.
I never heard the full name. But apparently, it's a Twitch movie with Spawn in the background.
Twitch, right. you mean the guy from So You Think You Can Dance? Is that what you're talking about? They're making a movie based on that?
I didn't even know that was a thing, but as soon as you said, So You Think You Can Dance, no, I don't, and please, no, it's not.
Yeah, this is the weird thing to me about the Spawn movie. Everyone was excited, oh, Todd McFarlane's involved, and Todd McFarlane's writing it, and then the news comes out that, well, Spawn's not really going to have many lines, and he's just kind of this... He's more than a background character, but it's his story, but it's not told from his perspective. And it's like,
right.
Why are you going to do this movie then?
It doesn't even sound like a Spawn movie. But really? Kind of.
Yeah, I am not really sure. I'm sure you may have already gotten to it, but I'm sure at some point they're going to do a Batman movie told through the eyes of Alfred. It's like, nah, I don't really
Which
need
I
that.
Would see.
You know what? We'll get to that in a minute, actually.
Oh, okay. So just
stay tuned. We've got about 7 stories to get through because they're all Marvel now.
It's actually told through the eyes of Wilfred the dog. So
the dog's name was Ace. Thank you.
I would watch that.
There actually even was a bat cow at one point, but
Ace the bat dog. The 60s were awesome.
Well, speaking of the 60s, and this is actually. Sad news, really. Excuse me. Steve Ditko, who helped create Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and a lot of iconic Marvel characters, died this week. Had a heart attack. I guess it was about a week ago. And died, which is very sad.
It is.
But it moves us into the Spider-Man stories, right? Because... There's set pics that came out from the new Spider-Man movie, and I don't care about that, but that is actually also in the same article as the extended Avengers movie, your extended Infinity War, that's supposed to add about 30 minutes of material, mostly Thanos' backstory to the DVD that's coming out in August, I believe it is.
Don't they already have an Avengers extended version that comes out next year called an actual movie?
Well, that too.
They do.
It's
it does extend the story somewhat.
Part two, although there's a cinematographer named Trent Opelok. I didn't name him. I'm probably even mispronouncing it. But he put on his CV, because he's looking for new work since he's apparently not going to be working for Marvel anymore. On his CV, he put, yes, I worked on this movie called Avengers 4 Endgame. And everyone went, is that the title? Is that the title? And Kevin Feige kind of went, yes, yes, fine, damn it. So apparently it's got a title now. Endgame. Okay. It kind of goes with everything else, I suppose.
Mm.
No word yet on whether Trent Opelok sounds like a Pokemon. Anyway. No word yet on
James Mangold, though. That's
we got some odd names in this episode.
Yes, we do.
Moving on to another guy named Simon Kinsberg, who is doing the X-Men Dark Phoenix storyline badly. I'm telling you right now, he's doing it badly. It's already been pushed back to next year again. Because this was supposed to come, wasn't it supposed to come out last November? Then it got pushed up to this November, and now it's February of next year. It's not going well. That's a hint. Just stop. But he said this one is going to be very different from the other X-Men movies because it is
good.
Not good. That was not the word used. Character driven. What movies are not driven by a character?
Well,
I mean, it's not like
DC movies. But...
Ouch!
Yeah,
that's painful.
I can see his point where it's more character driven rather than just plot device. But
yeah, what he should have said is, since I keep pushing it back, he should have said this is the X-Men version of Don Quixote. That's what he should have said.
Well, it's all the lawsuits that's keeping it from coming out.
And what they should do is just shelve it until Marvel has rights again, and then let us have a good X-Men movie. I mean, there were some good X-Men movies, but there have been just a rash.
There were some good movies with X-Men in the title.
Well, point taken. Good way to put it.
Moving on to the DC universe now, though. Announced three movies are going to start filming soon. The Batman, it's finally starting to film. The Pennyworth TV series, see, Batman from the Alfred perspective. And the Joaquin Phoenix version of the Joker.
Joaquin Andujar would be awesome as the Joker. Oh my God.
I think that would work.
Actually, Andujar's Batman. John Tudor is actually the Joker in that series.
So. John Tudor.
And the reference was caught quickly. I loved it.
Really see more John Tudor as the Riddler, though. Anyway.
I was thinking Mad Hatter myself, but. One thing
Whitey.
I liked about
Whitey
the Joaquin
plays the Penguin. Whitey plays. I'm sorry, but Whitey has to be the Penguin. Okay, anyway, back to Joaquin.
Actually, yeah.
Oh my God.
The Joaquin Phoenix version apparently is going to have Robert De Niro in it, and they haven't said who he is yet.
Alfred.
What I'm thinking, and I would tell me if this doesn't sound like a cool idea. Have you know Joaquin plays the Joker up until he becomes the Joker, et cetera, et cetera. Have Robert De Niro narrate it as, you know, the Joker in the future, and here's how my story happened. Would that work? I think that would work.
Who the hell is using a saw?
What is that? Todd?
Not me.
Todd, are you making a cabinet?
He's still trying to get those kids out of that Thai cave, I think. I think that's what he's doing. He's digging his way down.
The sub didn't show up in time. You got to do something.
Ah. Anyway, so De Niro as a narrator, good idea, bad idea?
No, De Niro as a narrator of anything is a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea if I would actually cared about the movie.
Ooh, there's a hint.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix, that's awesome. Robert De Niro, that's awesome. But I don't really... I would like to see a good Batman movie again. Maybe one that actually is tied into the universe they set up instead of rebooting it again. But he's still somehow within the universe. It's like, oh my God.
He's rebooting Inside Out of the Unit. Inside Out, we actually get to see the little cartoon voices inside Batman's head. And one of them is going to be voiced by Lewis Black. And another one by Chris Rock. Just because it'll make things weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of comics, there's... And sci-fi TV series called Firefly. You remember Firefly?
Joss
Whedon show, right?
Yeah. They called Star Trek the Wagon Train to the Stars because they wanted it to be kind of a Western only set in space. I'm sorry, Firefly was a Western in space. Anyway, they've been trying to get a new TV series out of it for, what has it been, 15, 20 years since the show was on?
Yeah, something like that, definitely, yeah.
And it's still not going to happen, but there's going to be a graphic novel coming talking about how Zoe and Mal met each other. I'm not even sure I remember who Zoe and Mal... I know Mal, but that's not the point. God, it's been a while since I've seen this, but it's coming, so Firefly fans.
Okay, so we can get a Pennyworth TV series, but we can't get a Firefly.
No.
Makes sense.
Unless Firefly is the bad guy in the Batman movie.
There you go.
God, who would play him? Daryl Porter. There we go.
Along with Killer Moth. Firefly is a new buddy.
How many cardinal references are we going to make in the show? Anyway, moving over to the BBC, where they're going to court over something that I do not understand. There was a leak of some new Doctor Who footage, except it's not new Doctor Who footage. Everything I have read says someone put the last minute of the last Christmas special online where Peter Capaldi's Doctor regenerated into Jodie Whittaker's Doctor, and now that's online.
Forrest Whitaker is a Doctor Who. That's awesome.
That would be awesome.
I remember when he played Keith Hernandez in that documentary of the 79 year when he batted 344.
Jodie Whittaker... I've lost the show. So many
errors and wild pitches.
He went baseball. He went like it was like Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder with the like you went full retard. It's like you went full baseball. So now it's just going to be Cardinals references for the rest of the show.
There we go.
You did go full baseball, and it is your fault.
It is my fault. Damn you, Joaquin Andujar. All right, so they're suing because someone leaked something that is already out anyway. I don't get that. But if you want to look up the new footage, apparently it's out there somewhere. You will not be looking up the new Lost in Space season because they just started filming and it's not going to come out until late next year. Look, we've got a date. That's nice. Let's see, trailer news this week. Todd, heard you saw a new Mission Impossible trailer which leaves, I think you said there was what, now 12 minutes of unreleased footage?
Yeah, that's my guess. That there must be about 12 minutes left in the movie for people to see. The trailer looked exciting, which, you know, it should. It's a Mission Impossible movie. It's
hello.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the movie, despite the fact that I feel like I've seen 90% of it already. But man, like we have all said, and especially you, Lee, like the fatigue is really sitting in on this thing because man, they're going to have to make $800 million just to pay for the promotional budget. I mean. It's just constant. It's unbelievable. It looks really cool, but man alive. It's like, can we please just have one movie? I mean, at this point, I think I might go see The Sorrow and the Pity in an art house, and they'll have a trailer for Mission Impossible before it. I mean, it's gotten kind of insane.
Yeah, I got it. And I'm definitely catching on what you're putting down, like a young Ted Simmons. But I had a question. Did you see this trailer prior to Ant-Man and Wasp yeah. Girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm going to see that today. So I'm actually, as sad as this sounds, because I've seen so much of the same trailer, I'm actually interested in seeing the newish trailer. Just
it is. There are some interesting little tweaks here and there. So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I can see that. That's nice. Although the best part of the trailer is Simon Pegg like introduces it. And not literally in the theater, because that would have been really cool. But some kid who is there for Ant-Man and the Wasp, go figure, he says, look, it's James Bond.
Wow.
Like, okay. So anyone with a British accent is James Bond to this child, which that's awesome. So
it's funny.
It would have been funnier if he said, oh, there's zombies in this movie. That would have been
funny. Yeah, that would have been excellent. But
James Bond fights zombies?
Simon Pegg as James Bond is like guy.
Sounds like a comic.
I'm buying my ticket.
Like a graphic novel.
It does.
Starring Eddie Redmayne.
Oh,
who I heard you had an issue with this week.
I always have an issue with Eddie Redmayne. He just
you don't like Eddie Redmayne.
I can't. I am revulsed when I see Eddie Redmayne, in most films because he always has this pouty, whiny, just oh poor pitiful me look. It's like, dude, I just want to punch you in the teeth. God, I cannot stand him. It's like, that is the biggest reason that Fantastic Beasts and Where to I did not want to find them, because I knew he would be there. It's just, God, dude, just stop pouting. He would have been perfect for Kylo Ren, and then they could have actually had Adam Driver do something worthwhile instead of playing the angsty little emo villain. Yeah. Eddie Redmayne would have been awesome.
I like Driver as Kylo Ren. I thought he did good. I thought he did well in that role.
Driver is really good, but the role is just really badly written because all he does is pout. Just
But he's such a good pouter.
Yeah, he's a good pouter. It's like, oh my gosh, Jay. Well,
Pouter
Redmayne
was a completely different movie.
Just surely there's some actor out there that, regardless of whether they do a good job in the role, like. And I acknowledge that he has been really good in some films, but he still pouts and whines too much. There's got to be an actor out there that's just, you see them come on and it's like, nope, I just don't want to even watch this. He's it for me. It's like, oh my gosh, dude.
Well, are you wanting to see the third John Wick movie?
If he's in it and gets killed quickly, yes. Like, he is the tarp to my Vince Coleman. That's what he is. He just kills me.
Well, they announced that the third John Wick movie is going to be called John Wick 3 Parabellum, which, of course, launched a bajillion questions in the general direction of Keanu Reeves, who's out doing press for a movie I haven't heard of, nor am I going to promote here. Ha ha. Anyway, he says it comes from a Latin term, si vis pacem para bellum, which means if you want peace, prepare for war. And they just took the prepare for war part and put it in Latin in the title. And if you put Latin in a title in a movie in America, no one's going to get it. We don't speak that in this country. Go back to Latin America. No, no.
That's funny.
That's not what that means.
So it's in and out of theaters. It goes fast. It's like Willie McGee fast. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Not quite Vince Coleman, but it'll do. He would be shorter, though. Much in the same size as, say, someone in... He could be in the Child's Play movie. Which, for some reason, keeps having more and more news come out of it.
Oh, it's because John Gruden's the new coach of the Raiders. It's the same thing. It's a documentary.
The Child's Play remake is not going to have Brad Dourif in it, like apparently the original did. But Brad Dourif is going to be in the TV series based on the movie, which they're making both at the same time. And I saw a spectacular quote this week about this that... I'll agree with it. I'm not going to care about Child's Play, the TV series, or the movie remake unless Chucky is voiced by Gilbert Gottfried. Then I might be remotely interested, but until then, I'm not. Saw something else that... Todd, you're going to love this.
I will love it.
They're talking about making an Alien TV series.
Starring Eddie Redmayne.
It's going to be a lot like the Watchmen TV series that's coming, in that it's set in the universe, but not focused on the xenomorph alien itself. Because I know how much you love that idea in Watchmen.
I love that idea of taking that. Yeah, that didn't make a whole lot of sense. I just picked up an anthology of short stories based in, you know, the Alien universe, but it's focused on the Marines, which, okay, but you know that going into it, and an anthology, that's a little different. Apparently, some people are pissed because, like, the aliens are only in, like, half of the stories, but that's a different
They're
situation.
They're actually only in half the movies anyway. That should be fine.
That's, that seems kind of odd. It's like, yeah, we're going to gravy train the popularity of this, but we're not going to focus on the main things. It's like, well, the main character, of course, is Ripley, because basically, if Ripley's not in it, it's not really worth much.
No.
And sometimes, even with Ripley, it's not worth much. Sadly.
Three? Anyway. Parabellum. Alien. Yeah. So
needs a lot of Parabellum ammunition to fight the aliens.
So let's see. What was the other thing I had for this week? The Predator. There we go. The Predator reshooting several scenes that are going to have ties to the previous movies, where apparently there's going to be a character who looks at a screen and there's going to be footage running of the grainy footage of Predators 1 and 2. And that's supposed to be their link. And you go, wow, really? That's the extent of a link you can bring up. Fine. Although I did have a very odd thing happen when I was prepping the video for this show. I wanted to have, you know, some movie posters of movies that aren't out yet. Because we're doing the news still. We're not to the reviews yet. That's a different show. And so I got movie posters, and I thought, I'll get the Predator one, because it's an upcoming movie. And so I Googled Predator movie poster 2018. And Google did not do a terribly good job, because here's the movies that came up in this order. Predator, good. Predator, Predator. First three, good. Victor Crowley, who... Predator, 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 Jurassic World. Huh? Rampage, Submergent, Strangers, Cloverfield Paradox. A different Strangers, Predator, 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 Outsiders. Do you remember The Outsiders? What? I'm trying to remember. Who was Charlie Sheen as a gang member back in the 70s? What?
Yeah. Patrick Swayze. Well, yeah.
Why is that coming up under Predator?
Because Charlie Sheen. Anyway.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, I get that now.
So, just, there's not a lot of Predator promotional material out there, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm thinking it's a Google thing, because there was something else I Googled for the FWAT show, and it was something to do with Donald Trump. And I needed an image. And as I'm scrolling through all the images, there's a picture of what looks like a 50s pulp detective novel. With a red car, a red convertible car in the front of it. And the novel is called The Girl with the Sweet Plump Knees. I thought, that's a thing? Really? And what does... I don't even want to know what that has to do with
it. Tommy Her.
Tommy, right.
That's what I'm...
Anyway, I think that's all we've got for this show, other than probably some more Cardinal references. But we will be back on Thursday with some reviews of a couple of Ant-Men, because that's what we've got. Come back on Thursday.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Darn, that's the end.